committed a violent crime to get more crack.
This is a greatly enlarged view of the common housefly. This is the cockroach, and this is the bedbug. You may not recognize them as they are shown here, but you may have met them in the kitchen and at mealtime. The cockroach, the bedbug, and the housefly are called household insects because they infest places of human habitation, ruining sleep and efficiency, destroying food, and carrying filth and disease.
Dit boek van Pim Lammers, dat Rutgers aanraadt om te lezen tijdens de Week van de Lentekriebels, propageert kleuters de levensgevaarlijke leugen dat ook zij wellicht in het verkeerde lichaam zouden kunnen zitten. De kernboodschap van dit verhaal is dat dit lammetje alleen maar een lammetje is aan de buitenkant. Daarnaast weet alleen het lammetje zelf zijn eigen echte identiteit. Ook het COC prijst het boek vanwege de boodschap. Quote: het proces van transitie, hier van lammetje naar een varken, wordt in de kern in eenvoudige taal weergegeven zonder directe verwijzing naar transgender zijn bij mensen. Dit terwijl het transgenderisme juist helemaal niet gaat over jezelf zijn. Integendeel, het verneinigen van het boek is tevreden worden met hun gewone geslacht. Bovendien is de keuze voor de dieren in het verhaal opvallend. Lammers had ook voor een koe kunnen kiezen dat een paard bleek te zijn. Een lam is een onschuldig en kwetsbaar dier en bovendien een van de oudste christelijke symbolen, terwijl een varken vies en vraatzuchtig is. Varken is zelfs een scheldwoord, een perfect symbool voor de LHBT-beweging.
I wanna pray over you. I wish I was there right now to lay hands on you, but you gotta remember there's no distance in prayer. God's right here where I am and he's right there where you are. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to put your hands right here by your mouth, okay? In the authority of the name of Jesus, I pray over your teeth and gums. I rebuke this attack. And I pray right now for your mouth, your teeth, your gums, the structure of your mouth, your teeth, the roots of your teeth. I pray for your mouth to be healed. Teeth and gums in the name of Jesus. Line up with God's word. I pray right now in the authority of Jesus' mighty name.
Sie werden mich runterbringen, so lautet Ihr Befehl. Bringen Sie mich runter, haben Sie mich verstanden?
Ein Todeskommando hinter den Linien des Vietcong.
Dieser verführte Krieg ist für mich vorbei.
Wer hat das getan? Kein normaler Mensch kann sich vorstellen, was für Wahnsinnsideen ein krankes, perverses Gehirn ausdrücken kann.
Gee golly gosh, I sure am sorry I offended you, you white trash piece of shit.
Who?
Oh my God!
What the fuck is your problem?
I just woke up, okay? I don't need to deal with that as soon as I've gotten...
You can't deal?
Yeah.
Well, deal with this, motherfucker.
Ascariasis. Ascariasis is a type of roundworm infection caused by the parasite Ascaris lumbricoide that infects humans in the small intestine. Ascariasis is one of the most common worm infections all over the world. Discomfort, nausea, vomiting, visible worms in feces, loss of appetite, weight loss, irregular stools or diarrhea. Diagnosis. Most diagnosis is made by identifying an appearance of worm in feces. Fresh feces are examined on a glass slide under a microscope. The eggs are oval and measure up to 35 to 50 inches in diameter and about 40 to 70 inches in length. If your doctor has confirmed that you have ascariasis, an imaging test may be carried out to check the number of worms that have grown to maturity and where major groups of the worm are present in your body. An imaging test such as endoscopy, MRI scans, CT scans, and X-rays.
As I think I earlier mentioned, punk rock, but actually it's new wave that encompasses a lot more. Lonnie Lardner is here. This is in part one of the series. When I think of punk rock or new wave, I automatically think of orange hair, the mohawk hairdo, the weird clothes. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes and no. There's a little of that in Nashville right now. Mostly that's in London. It's really crazy in London. They've got blue hair and orange hair and shaved hair and so forth. There's a little of that here. The women even are shaving their heads slightly here, and it's a real kind of close look. But there's a more progressive look here, as one hairdresser told me. It's not quite as severe, and it doesn't make you shocked, and it doesn't make you stare.
Thus new wave instead of punk.
Yeah, punk is the wild version, the real violent, angry type version. And in the piece tonight, you'll be seeing the roots of punk and how it came across the ocean and became new wave. And in Nashville, it's very interesting. There's a little cult, it seems, a small group of people that really is attracted to the new wave sound, and then there's a new sound now called new music.
The nation is in chaos. Death and destruction sweeps the country.
Chloe.
Buck.
This is Fitz.
Just called to tell you that you were right. Nikolai is infecting Bibles with some new kind of virus.
Am 6. Juni 69 tritt in die Armee ein und wird abkommandiert zu einer Spezialeinheit. Wird Hubschrauberpilot und lernt Sprachen. Wird zum Experten für Handfeuerwaffen und die Guerillakriegsführung. Der Auftrag.
Du bist der beste Mann, den ich jemals hatte.
Sein Auftrag, Amerikaner im Dschungel Südostasiens aufzuspüren.
Glauben Sie, er findet welche?
Was, Überlebende?
Nie.
Na los, macht! Bewegt euch, Mensch!
Sein Befehl lautete, sich dem Feind nicht zum Kampf zu stellen.
In the final analysis, it is the training, discipline and professional manner in which the individual soldier goes about his job that determines the effectiveness of riot control. Both civilians and the military have discovered that unless riot control operations are properly executed, a mob can run all over you. For a small unit to be able to disperse a mob, restore law and order, protect lives and property, and if possible, apprehend the leaders of the mob, it requires the best in training, planning, and execution. In these demonstrations, we will review many of the principles of riot control.
This has been one of the most fearful weeks in the history of the world. If the Soviet viewpoint wins, there will be an intensification of the Cold War on all fronts until ultimate victory is there. In any case, the communist leaders now see victory in sight. Every American should be reading the current series of articles in Life magazine on communism. This is one of the finest boiled-down summaries of communism that I've ever read. All the way through the first article, Life pointed out the attitude of the Marxist and communist toward religion. Marx promised that after communism controlled the world, it would eventually work a basic change in human nature.
Hier in Central Latitude, heel diep in de oceaan, bewaken we ons heelal tegen alle vijandelijke indringers. Ik piek in mijn surf om een vreemde radioactiviteit te verklaren. Seismische trillingen, vreemde lichtflitsen. Solar flikkeren uit de omgeving van de planeet Jupiter. Zolta, de duivelse leider van de planeet Spectra. Er is iets heel erg fout.
Ik luister, o grote meester.
Luister goed, Zoltar. We hebben een verbond gesloten met commandant Tyfoon. Wat Spectra altijd nodig zal hebben is een dodelijk wapen. Je kent Tyfoon. Hij is verbannen van zijn eigen planeet Scorpius. Hij zal je helpen met de verovering van de aarde. Maar er moet wat tegenover staan. Jij moet hem helpen zijn rivalen op Scorpius te verslaan. Hij bezit een wapen dat wij moeten hebben. Zo heb ik hem afgesproken.
Ik zal doen wat u beveelt.
Down on your knees!
Oh, please!
You'll pay for this, you scum, you criminal!
That bastard son of yours beat him up!
Go. And go it does at KWK. We're all through playing original records. This week is record-breaking week.
The obscenity and vulgarity of the rock and roll music is obviously a means by which the white man and his children can be driven to the level with a nigger.
Teenage savages go wild in a juvenile jungle of lust and lawlessness.
That two-beat pattern
is the music brought to the United States of America by the communist conspiracy to corrupt teenagers, and it's in every rock and roll number.
I think maybe I'll call his youth pastor, Jim Owen. Maybe he'll be able to remind Jeff what the Bible says about obedience.
Tired of hearing every evangelist we get in here come in and tell me how sinful I am. Last year it was get your hair cut. Now all we ever hear is turn off the trashy music.
I've talked and talked to him about his music especially, but it just goes in one ear and out the other.
This is half robot.
Kids identify so closely with their music that if someone attacks that music, it's a personal attack on the kids themselves.
And now for the news.
Israel.
Religious violence of a 5-year-old black boy have resulted in a sentence of life in prison without parole. For a 40-year-old recent rape, torture, killings of 5 teenage girls, one of the most vicious, cold-blooded murders in the history of American crime with Jewish immigrants. Supreme Court justices, hearing arguments on the male-only draft law, appeared reluctant to second-guess Congress. Vietnam veterans drove a jeep through the front doors of the Wadsworth Veterans Administration Hospital in West Los Angeles on March 4th.
California Medical Association and the Committee on Moral Concerns are on opposite sides.
City crash nearly yesterday in a schoolyard.
But up there, God!
Can I turn the radio on, Mr. Dixon?
Yeah.
Radio, I love radio.
Oh, wow, what is it? Oh, no, don't tell me that's
not.
Please, no, turn it on.
Guten Morgen, Herr Hitler. Autobahn!
All over the country meet this challenge day to day. This man is like any other policeman anywhere in the country. He works hard and takes pride in serving people. Yes, he's a policeman just like any other, except for one thing. He. Disco beat.
Since our last meeting, we've made tremendous progress. And I'd like to say that most of the credit goes to our extremely efficient International Research and Development Committee. I would like to thank each and every one of you for your hard work and dedication to our cause.
There's a war going on in Amsterdam.
In reviewing this year's progress, let me say that we have been highly effective in conditioning the people's minds to accept our solution to the world's problems. The energy crisis here in the United States was exceptionally successful worldwide, and we expect similar success with our upcoming food shortage. Our labor leaders have made great progress by causing confusion and work stoppages in all areas of the world. Financially, the dollar is being devalued even faster than we could have hoped. Politically, the public has lost total confidence in any form of government. The threat of universal war is a daily possibility. As you know, we ourselves do not need to hold any visible office of leadership. As a matter of fact, it's better that we do not. We control the finances, news media, food, transportation, energy. We control everything. It is important that you, as world leaders, keep our program before your country. With our World Bank and computer program operational, we now have the capacity to control the financial affairs of every human being on Earth by giving each person his own computer number. Anytime his number is used, we would know his financial situation at once. You could not buy or sell anything without his computer number. It will simplify their lifestyles tremendously. The end result will be a one-world monetary and government system that we alone will control.
Yes.
Wat ben jij een stommerd, zeg?
Leeghoofd?
Dwaas?
We've made provisions for that. By using this laser imprinter, we can painlessly and permanently affix the person's number to the back of his hand or his forehead if he so desires. The numbers would be easily read by this new ultraviolet scanning equipment. For the purposes of demonstration, I've had such a number imprinted on myself. Once this number is imprinted, it cannot be lost nor can it be changed. Now, are there any questions?
What about the individuals who refuse to have this number implantation?
We expect some minor resistance,
especially from highly motivated religious groups. But eventually, hunger will cause even the most zealous to conform to our program.
How to make yourself throw up. Nothing beats the terrible, despicable, and stomach-shaking experience of vomiting. The urge to vomit can occur naturally. Often, you've swallowed something harmful. Taste and smell of the egg are unpleasant and cause you to vomit in no time. Of course, it is quite disgusting. Your toothbrush. Just like your finger, you can use that toothbrush to prompt yourself to throw up.
Oh yes, now I see. It's lovely. A vase of flowers.
Goodness knows. It's a thunderstorm. See the clouds and the lightning?
Oh yes, dear.
This man! This will end up in
violence!
No, you're wrong. You're talking nonsense.
You don't fool me. I know why you keep on and on. It's because you're afraid. You're afraid you might be mad. So you keep on and on, trying to make me admit something that isn't true. We always knew.
What he says is a secret Chinese plan that has brought thousands of intelligence officers into the United States with the goal of enlisting thousands of more recruits inside the country. That's according to a bombshell new report. They say here that the plan only grew more active in President Barack Obama's second term, is continuing to this day, according to the Washington Free Beacon.
From the planet Gargoyle, and my purpose, I have come to conquer the Earth. Now feel the power of the Emperor.
We're under attack.
Flying saucer dove into the sea, disappearing far into the depths of the Pacific Ocean. For many months, it did not reappear, and authorities began to believe it was destroyed. Then, strange things began to happen in the Pacific.
Hey, look, up ahead. Run for it!
This is television. People believe anything they see on television.
Are you ready for truth about rock?
Truth. Maar hij moet zich daarbij voordoen als homo om haar man niet jaloers te maken.
Ik ga met mijn tijd mee. Met de vooruitgang, de techniek.
Over 2 jaar vergaat de wereld.
Okay, now wait a minute, Dan. He's talking about EST. What is EST?
Well, from what we understand, EST is Erhard Seminar Training. It's a form of mind control. Or if you check out some of the experts in the cult, such as Walter Martin, they say EST is really a cult. It's people's attempt in finding God apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. And now maybe it'll make sense to you. Some of the lyrics of John Denver a while ago when he said, I was born again in the summer of my 27th year when I went back to a place I'd never been before. Denver was asked about that, and he said, yes, I did have a religious experience through the occult sciences, through yoga, through EST, and some of these other things. But anyway, that's what he's trying to accomplish through his music. I'll play for you in just a second. But Robert Plant and Jimmy Page were asked about this particular song. It's their most requested song. It was the number one requested song of the 1970s. And Robert Plant said, he's not real sure who wrote the lyrics to it. He said the whole thing was composed in less than 10 minutes' time. He said it was just as if someone was moving the pencil, is what he said.
I ran around with a band that I won't name them, but a satanic rock band, and all their music was very wicked. And one day I just asked him, I said, where do you get those horrible songs that you write? And he said to me, we all get in a room and the songs just hum. We know that to be automatic writing. And he said, the songs just come, we write them down, we record them, and then we take the master tape to Witch Coven, and they pray over it. So that when we press
you
the record,
do as I say. Remember what I want you to remember, and draw a veil over the rest.
No!
You can't defy me. My will is stronger than yours.
Great,
Yes, man.
Looks like you two need a lesson in crossing the road. My little friend is going to show you how. First, find a safe place to cross.
Here?
A safe place away from parked cars, where you can see the road is clear and drivers can see you. Stop near the curb, but not too close. Look all around and listen for traffic. If traffic is coming, let it pass. When there is no traffic near, walk straight across, looking and listening all the time. We won't be there when you cross the road, so always use the
cross hand. Is that what makes me go?
Well, I know what makes me go. That's sour. It's aphrodisiac known to modern man. Now, I take a liberal dose of it every night before I go to bed.
Sorry. Go on, say it.
Sensible. They will be left behind. By you becoming more, they will become less. By you doing something with your life. It highlights the fact they have it. It's a small mind mentality. Insecurity. Are you going to let insecure individuals bring you down to their level? Everyone has an opinion. Usually those with a lack of skill have a louder opinion than those with talent. They say the hardest prison to escape is your own mind. Very often, that is so true. Mostly because our minds are exploding with the opinions of others. Trying to fit into this world, trying to live up to others' expectations, comparing ourselves to others, mistaking opinions for the truth. Escape that prison and live free. Live like a king.
Look with me, if you will, at verse 20. The Bible said in verse 20, and Ahab said to Elijah, hast thou found me, O mine enemy? And one day the whole industry would come tumbling to the ground. It would put them out of business. Suicidal tendencies. Said, I'm a prisoner of a demon. This must be my punishment for selling my soul.
This is a perfect chance for us.
They made a deal way back down yonder somewhere. I felt it when I was about 14. Some of you have heard me tell, I was at a little concert, all of our bands, and I played in the band. And I was standing behind the curtain, and there's this band that played on the stage.
You
want to
watch TV? Watch this.
You're probably the only person at the supermarket that I haven't slept with. Are you okay?
God in heaven deliver from Satan.
Piece of useless junk, grandma. What else you got?
Hi, fellas. Hold it right there, NYPD.
Hey, fuck off, Peggy.
What'd you say?
Holy shit! Let's get the fuck out of here!
Scheinbar hast du mich nicht verstanden, wie?
Oder möchtest du erst wieder Schläge beziehen? Hä? Was ist? Willst du dich wieder schlagen? Na los!
This has been one of the most fearful United States called Cheer Up. They're trying to tell the American people that things are not so bad. In my opinion, from the human point of view, things couldn't be worse for the West and for freedom. The American State Department sounds like a boy whistling in a graveyard after the sun has gone down. Many people are taking comfort from the so-called ideological split at the 22nd Congress of the Communist Party in Moscow. The history of communism shows that there have been inter-party squabblings over ideology since the very beginning. This is nothing new. The present disagreements are not over ultimate aims, goals, and principles of the Communist Party.
The present difference is over tactics in accomplishing world domination. Mr. Khrushchev says that communism will...
economy since 1929 and to liberate the masses from the grip of financial profiteers. Together, we will put Americans back to work. Two great nations marching side by side toward a bold future.
Pennsylvania Station, and I'll be wearing a bright rose. Well, the sailor came in, he looked at the ticket counter, and there was an elderly, diminutive lady with white hair wearing a white rose. He sighed.
Blaine Watching. Subject is going to need to learn how to rebuild their self, with the help of the agent. This stage allows the agent the freedom to implant the ideas of the new system. Since the subject is a clean slate and very eager to learn how to be and feel better, there are two steps that are seen during this stage, including harmony and the final confession before starting over. Harmony: the agent will use this step in order to convince the subject that it is their choice to make a change.
Somebody with
they
a
might
compulsion
tell the subject that
kill.
They have the choice to choose what is good and make a change that will help them to feel better. The agent will then introduce the new belief system and present it in a way that makes it the good or the right choice.
No,
do
I don't
this?
Want it.
Stage. The
I don't believe in black magic.
Don't tell anybody I have such a plan.
I don't believe in black magic, but you keep away from my house. I don't want witches near my children. Tell them I got sick. Tell them I got a fever. Tell them anything you want. Listen.
What is it? Close the door. I don't want to hear it.
Oh. Sounds like music. You hear that? How can I help being confused? My native mind is filled with these superstitions. My legal mind was developed through books written by people without emotion. Well, this is serious. He's not well.
It's a fever.
Tell me, Dina, does he take drugs? I watched him today. His eyes.
What's the matter with his eyes?
Dilation of the pupil. Certain drugs cause optical atrophy, sympathetic irritation, or weakness of the ocular nerve.
I am incredibly attractive. I am capable of attracting anyone I desire.
Pascal, you sang it. Jesus is the answer to the problem. He is the answer. And this blew me away, Dwight. This man came in with dark glasses on, sitting on the front row. And he came in because somebody gave him a ray of hope. Thank God for the church. That's what God put us here for, to give something to that was done. I believe it. Every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, get your hand ready. This is your night. You give God the glory and move in such a miraculous way. I have never seen it before, and I've never seen it since.
If I shut up heaven,
12 wheelchairs on this side.
If I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence amongst my people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways,
I'm only here one night. I'm on a hitch and run.
And I will forgive their sin. I will hear their land. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attend unto that prayer that is made into this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house that my name may.
Vermetele onwetende, weet dan dit: wie ogen heeft, die horen. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid. Er staat geschreven dat deze woorden gesproken hebben. Vermetele onwetende, weet dan dit: wie ogen heeft, die horen. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid.
And crack and cocaine to get high, that's what you say you love. But it's really insane, you could die. What are you thinking of? 'Cause nobody's needing that crack and cocaine. there's terrible trouble behind it. And sooner or later you're burning your brain, making a mess of your mind. Just a snort or a smoke in your greed, that's all you care about. But your life is a joke, and you need someone to help you out. 'Cause nobody's needing that crack and cocaine. There's terrible trouble behind it. And sooner or later you're burning your brain, making a mess of your mind. 'Cause nobody's needing that crack and cocaine. There's terrible trouble behind it. And sooner or later you're burning your brain, making a mess of your mind. Is help available for people who have a problem with cocaine or crack addiction? Have them call 1-800-COCAINE for advice. And if someone ever offers you crack or cocaine, be smart. Just say no. 'Cause nobody's needing that crack and cocaine. There's terrible trouble behind it. And sooner or later you're burning your brain, making a mess of your mind. Nobody's needing that crack and cocaine. There's terrible trouble behind it. And sooner or later you're burning your brain, making a mess of your mind. 'Cause nobody's needing that crack and cocaine. There's terrible trouble behind it. And sooner or later you're burning your brain, making a mess of your mind.
We interrupt our normal program to cooperate in civil defense measures as requested by the government. This is a radio alert. Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver. I repeat, normal broadcasting will be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver.
조선노동당 중앙군사위원회 제8기 제6차 확대회의가 진행됐습니다. 미제와 남조선 괴뢰 역도들의 가정되는 침략전쟁 도발 책동에 대처하여 나라의 전쟁 억제력을 백방으로 확대 강화하기 위한 전략적 조치들이 강력히 실천돼가고 있는 우리 무력발전의 전환기에 또다시 중대한 군사적 의의를 가지는 조선노동당 중앙군사위원회 제8기 제6차 확대회의가 4월 10일 당중앙위원회 본부청사에서 진행됐습니다. 조선노동당 총비서이시며 조선노동당 중앙군사위원회 위원장이시며 조선민주주의인민공화국 국무위원장이신 경애하는 김성운 동지께서 조선노동당 중앙군사위원회 제8기 제6차 확대회의를 지도하셨습니다.
dan is de tijd rijp, de glorie der mensheid, van grootheid, roem en kracht, van macht en van gerechtigheid. Voorwaarts met de glorie der mensheid, die met ons zal zijn, zoals hij ook met en bij onze vaderen was. Voorwaarts. Zijn oder nicht zijn, heeft Wilhelm gezegd. Leven of dood.
Er komt een dag na elke nacht. Voorbij trekt iedere wolk. Ik zie hoe het eerste morgenlicht door het hoge venster draalt. De glorie der mensheid maakt mij het sterven licht. En zo ik heb gefaald, gelijk een elk wel falen kan, schenk mij dan uw genade. Opdat ik heen ga als een man, als ik voor de lopen sta.
Als u na het schokkende programma behoefte aan hebt om met iemand te praten, bel dan gerust dit nummer 035 83 88.
Gaat en onderwijst alle volken.
Thank you.
Where can I find John Wilde?
Mister. Let's go, Yo-Yo. This square's a waste of time.
Hey, wait.
Ah, you want to dance after all?
Leave.
You see, Yo-Yo, I told you I was wasting my time.
I want to have a talk with you.
All right, come with me. What do you want?
Just information, Yo-Yo. Close the door.
How do you know me?
McMurray.
What do you want?
Where can I find him? He's been missing for 6 months, and yet I spoke to him 1 hour ago on the phone.
So? Why ask me about him?
You'd better start talking if you don't want any trouble.
Well, sometimes he would have me come to Embankment Gardens, number 13.
Interesting. Then stops there.
The very first train.
Are you sure he's sleeping?
Give me the lighter.
Thank you.
Where's Yo-Yo?
You're asking me.
I think it's about time you left, mister.
Hey! What the devil's
going on? He broke into Jane's room.
Let him go.
Who are you?
Where's Yo-Yo?
Who?
Yo-Yo.
Oh, you mean the singer, don't you? Why, she works all over town.
Do you know where she lives?
Why'd you want to know?
I'm a friend of hers.
I think she has a flat in Hamilton Street, number 34A.
Thanks.
Why?
That's it.
Thanks. Here?
May I help you?
Are you Hernandez?
At your service, senor.
I'm a friend of McMurray. He gave me this address.
Huh? Mr. McMurray told me he did not wish to be disturbed by anybody at this time.
I know that. But I have a very important deal which involves a lot of money. And he'd probably be very happy if he could see me.
Mr. McMurray must have many important business deals. This morning, another man came looking for him.
Man. By any chance, a tall man with a scar?
I believe so, yes. You work with him?
Well, I just have to get there before he does, or it's too late. Where is McMurray?
Numbairo, nearly 100 kilometers from Rio, senor. Americano Hotel. How do I get there? Airplane's the only possible way, senor. The road's still under construction. It's too late. A friend of mine is a pilot and has a small airplane for hire that don't cost a lot. How do I get a hold of this friend? At the airport of San Diego. Tell him you know me. You get a better price.
Thanks.
He fell for it. He will crash at 2 o'clock, exactly.
A tragedy. Accidental death.
Naturally, senor. There are so many accidents these days.
Even one for McMurray.
I take care of this one.
No. Poor Hernandez. He must be tired. We'll put him to sleep for a while.
Is this the Hotel Americano?
Yes, but it's out of business, senor, since a year. Only I live here now. I'm the watchman.
Shine your shoes, senor.
No, no.
Hello?
I know it's rude to eat and run. Too bad I have to go.
Oh. found him like this 3 hours ago. He must have had a severe attack of cramps.
London, senor. One moment, please.
Now tell me, what happened to McMurray?
You must believe me. I don't know anything. I only do what they tell me to.
No time to explain.
Stop! Police!